It's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Wife Elizabeth, equipped with new brooms to give away and some good campaign slogan for Abner, the party is going out to capture the women's vote. So far, the women's vote has been completely ignored by the opposition. We'll soon see what happens next. Friends, an occasional sleepless night certainly can drag you down. It can make you tired and irritable next day, keep you from feeling yourself. So next time you find the hours slipping by and you can't sleep because of overwrought nerves, try Miles Nervine. It was developed to help relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves. Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative which has been making good for over 60 years. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product made by Miles Laboratories. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. We look in on the little community today. We find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Abner is inspecting some new merchandise.
Well, for the land's sake, Long, where'd all them brooms come from?
Dick Hutterson sent them over. Done it while you was out making the delivery.
Well, good for Dick. I was going to say, I thought Elizabeth had done handed out about all the brooms we had in stock.
Well, she had.
Uh-huh.
I called the wholesale house, and they said they couldn't deliver us none until tomorrow, so these from Dick come just in the nick of the time.
Doggone, I'll say they did. I'm sure glad we got Dick on our side.
Yeah, that ain't hurting us none at all, having a leading merchant like him behind us.
No, no.
There's lots of women in this town look up to him.
Oh, yeah. And I know they'd a heap rather take his word on something than every sea strong.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, things are going good now.
Yeah.
The title of the battle has changed. The turning point's been reached.
Oh.
Granny, the one we're going to have to give most of the credit to is that little woman of yours.
Elizabeth.
Yes, sir. There is a goer.
Yeah.
A goer.
Oh, she is.
Since we started her out electioneering to get the women's vote, she's worked harder than all the rest of the new broom party put together.
Bless her heart.
Oh, she's done.
Bless her little heart.
You know she's out giving regular speeches?
Yeah, I know. And good ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Wherever she can get six or seven women together, she gets up and starts orating just like a regular congressman.
Yeah. I never knowed she could do it. Well, I know she could talk, but I mean, never out in public that way.
You know, when I talked to her yesterday and told her what we wanted for her, I just expected she'd go around handing out them brooms to the women folks and put in a good word for you, maybe. I never figured she'd get out and make regular campaign speeches.
No, I'd love to sneak up and hear one of them. It'd be nice to hear her saying something nice about me for a change.
Well, whatever she's saying is sure doing a world of good.
Yes,
I know that.
Yes, sir.
I hear it from all sides now. Oh, you're just as famous elected mayor of this town right now.
Good for me, sir. Good for Elizabeth, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, you got her to thank for this.
Yeah. You know, Lum, there's lots of times when she jaws at me for leaving my clothes laying around on the floor or being late to breakfast or one thing or another.
Naturally.
And she's all the same. She's going to leave me and go down to Texas to live with her brother Fred down there. But I know that when it comes right down to it, she'll take up for me every time.
Oh, yeah, that woman is true blue, then.
Yes, she is.
True blue.
Yeah.
Pure gold. 14 carats.
15.
Oh, at least that.
Doggy, you know what I'm going to do for her after this campaign is over? I'm going to buy her a little radio.
That'd be nice.
Yes,
and
sir.
Of course, she done got a radio at your place.
Well, I mean one she can put in the barn.
Put in the barn?
Yeah, so she can listen to it while she's milking a cow or taking down hair, patching harness, chopping wood or something. Soldiers ain't nothing too good for that woman. Facts is, if I could get one of them little battery sets, I might just hook it right onto the plow. Let her just plow along and listen to the radio.
Some earphones.
Yes, sir.
Now,
wait a minute, though. It might be bad. She's like, we're on that young span of mules today. Somebody starts playing Jodder, one of them new fast tunes.
Get the waltzing right down through some new ground there and hang the point of the plow on the root and throw herself clean out of the field.
Yeah, she'll do it. And she couldn't plow a straight rolling waltz, I know that.
Well, she never was much of a hand for waltzing, no way.
Well, no. Bogey, she gets ready to dance, so you better grab hold, because she's gone. We put on a racket over at the place the other night when them fast tunes tried to turkey talk to us. Never worked out no good.
Yeah, get a good lively tune on there. You can, folks would think there's a tornado out in that direction. See the dust coming from one of your fields.
Oh, yeah.
Lower 40 there.
Better just leave it in the barn, I guess. Radio in the barn, that's enough. No plow.
But I think that's nice and thoughty of you, Abner. Be thinking about your woman that way. Sure, you're going to make a good mayor.
Well,
you want to be careful, though, not spoil Elizabeth.
Well, no, no.
Don't turn her head.
No, I know how far it's safe to go or something like that. Got to keep it under control, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way I look, and there comes our head ward healer.
Huh?
Old Cedric.
Oh, dog is looking him wrong. Don't see how he can move that fast, all them election buttons on him anyway.
Hey, Mr. Long, I'm supposed to... Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric.
Say, I'm supposed to get some more brooms. Miss Elizabeth sent me over for some more of them.
More brooms? Long me on.
You just taken her a big batch about a half hour ago.
Well, they're going fast. The joint's jumping.
Well, take all you can carry, Cedric.
Yeah.
You got plenty of them on hand now.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dick Huddleston.
Yeah, grab up a whole bunch of them there, Cedric.
Well, she said get as many as I could.
Yeah. Whereabouts is Elizabeth at?
Oh, she's over at the church basement. Whole batch of women folks is over there.
Oh, that's right. She's going to make a speech to the Woman's Needlecraft Club or something.
Well, that's about all I can tote, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good armload you got there. Better rush him up there, sure, Cedric. Here, I'll get the door for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. You know, I just happen to think, Mom, Ezra's woman belongs to that Needlecraft Club. I bound you she'll be there. Wouldn't Ezra be mad if he knowed that?
Oh, yeah.
And I listen to this.
Oh, he won't know it, though, because him and Squire are sitting up there at the headquarters in the lodge hall trying to study up some way to get the women's votes away from us.
Don't reckon they can do it, do you?
Oh, not now. It's too late.
Oh.
Election ain't but 3 days off.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Andy.
And that don't give them enough time to study up no new campaign.
No. That's no worry.
And I'm glad it was us instead of them that got the idea of going after the women's vote.
Yeah, but you know, I was thinking this morning, Mom, we might get the women's vote all tied up, but we still ain't got many of the men votes coming our way. Not after that athletics club that Ezra's promising to build for the men.
Oh, that don't matter.
It don't.
No, see, I checked up on the last consensus report, and there's more women in Pine Ridge than there is men.
There is. Does that include Willie the Boodler and them fellas down at the jailhouse?
No, but they can't get out the vote no way.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
According to the figures, there's about 50 more women than there are men.
Huh.
So if we can just get all the women out to the polls, we've got this election thing. Don't need the men's vote.
Well, we're bound to get some of them, me and you. I know I'm going to vote for me. And Dick Huddleston, Mousy Gray, his woman will make him vote for him.
Yeah, well, no matter how you look at it, we've got things just where we want.
Yeah. How'd you ever think up about looking up that consensus report?
Well, that just comes from having a good head on my shoulders and using it.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
That's just one of the things that shows what a good campaign manager you got.
Oh, I'm lucky.
Don't seem to be casting compliments right in my own face.
No, well, I am. If I'd have kept Squire Skimper my manager, I know I'd have never got... Well, Lord me, there comes old Grandpa's
Grandpa. I wish he'd keep out of here. It's sick and tired of him blowing off steam about how good Ezra and the conservative liberal party is.
Yeah, hope that Ezra loses just on account of him.
Well, one thing, I bound you he won't be so smart alecky today as long as we got Ezra so worried over the women.
I'm glad of that, dude. Howdy-do, Mr. Spears. How are you and that one-brained candidate of yours?
Oh, fine. Couldn't be better.
Ain't he a little worried about something today?
Worried?
Yeah, about the women's vote.
Oh, yeah, well, I did hear him and Squire saying something about that over at headquarters. They did look a little worried, come to think of it.
Well, good. Don't mean a thing, though. Don't mean a thing.
Fiddle-faddle. Ezra'll get elected by a landslide. You just wait and see.
Well, I'll wait, but if there's any landslide around here, I bound it'll be going in another direction.
You want to hear his latest campaign promises?
No, I'm sick and tired of them things.
What are they, Grandpap?
Oh, he's got some good ones this time.
I don't want to hear them.
Provide housing for all returning veterans.
No,
get folks to share their homes with veteran families. list vacancies with veterans organizations so they can get first chance at them.
Hold it, Tom. There's something else we ought to have thought of.
Yeah, that's something really important.
Yes, sir.
It's going to take a while to get enough new houses built. So in the meantime, we've all got to help find places for the returning soldiers to live. Little enough gratitude we can show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Evan's got the right idea there.
Bet your life he has.
Hey, what else is he coming out with?
Well, a better education for a young'un. Add another teacher and divide up the school.
Divide?
Separate the grades from the high school.
Well, doggy, that practical means building a new schoolhouse.
Well, that's what he's aiming on doing.
Well, I know that I'll build a college in Pine Ridge University.
Too late, too late. Evan's going to build one, too. Ridge Agriculture Normal or something like that.
Why, that's sheep and wolf clothing.
Oh, he's going to do everything. Going to put in a public park with a playground for the young and swings and slides and teeter-tatters.
I know that I'll put in merry-go-rounds and ferris wheels and roly-casters.
Abner, you might just as well give flat up. You ain't got a chance again, Ezra, and you know it.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, stand there. Now, I know that you're telling me about that.
Yeah.
Just wait till they he might get most of the votes on of that athletic club he's promising, but there's somebody else in this town that gets the vote besides the men. So we wait until there comes Cedric. You know where he's been just now, Grandpap?
Well, for goodness sake, look at him.
Huh?
What's he doing that for?
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. For the land's sake, Cedric, what are you bringing them brooms back here for? I thought Elizabeth told you she wanted them.
She did, but they all got to study in that handbill.
What handbill?
The one Mr. Ezra's latest campaign promises is on. And they all final voted to get behind Mr. Ezra solid 100%.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't Elizabeth stop him?
Stop him? Well, it was mostly her idea. She said if Mr. Ezra's going to improve education and put in a college, well, they ought to give him all their sports that he used. Boy, can she talk. She swung every woman in town over to Ezra's side.
Unless Party Boss Love can think up a fast idea to swing the women back to Abner's side, it looks as though the new groomer's great advantage has been swept away. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, thousands of drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer every day because it's become the first place favorite in millions of American homes. Yes, for quick and effective relief from many common ailments, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. Take cold, for example. You know it's wise to do what you can when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. And that's why we say use Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Just follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of draft. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold. Remember, there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your drugstore and then follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.